This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha, and ran into Heather Malcolm. Heather, great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so make sure I get it right. Vice President, Bank of Rockies, but you're also the past chair of the ABA Ag Bankers Association, right?
That is correct. I served as chairman of the ABA Ag and Rural Bankers Committee in 2019. So it was a pretty big honor to be able to do that and represent ag bankers from across the countryside.
Home is in Montana. Did you grow up there, and if so, in ag?
I did. I'm actually a sixth-generation Montana cattle rancher. My nieces and nephew are actually the seventh generation, so my roots run pretty deep in ag in Montana. So it's been a very good career for me to be in ag lending and helping out the ag industry.
Now, I would imagine I already know the answer to this, but having that background, does that really benefit your customers?
It really does, because I can see things from both sides of the desk because I'm still involved in our family operation. I grew up on a ranch, have owned cattle my entire life. So it really does give me a unique perspective of their operations and how to work with them to make their operations successful as a banker.
Let's talk about conditions. First off, weather conditions across the region. What are you looking at?
So right now, our state's kind of split. Last year, the entire state was in a drought. This year, parts of the state did get some good moisture, but parts of the state did not. They're still in a pretty good drought. So it just depends on which part of the state that you're located in. Where I am down in Livingston, we got some good moisture. Our hay production was up. The pastures held out really well until the end of August when it turned off really hot. But like northern Montana, central Montana, they had a big part of drought again, and then the grasshoppers really got them this year.
What about financial conditions?
So financial conditions, like across the countryside, input prices were up so much this year that we're even with the higher calf prices that we're seeing, the net income to our farmers and ranchers is getting squeezed again because of those higher input prices. The gross prices on their calves did not keep up with the amount of increase in the input prices that they saw.
We're primarily talking cow-calf production.
Yes.
As well. What, obviously, we've attached some of the challenges that those producers have right now, but what are some of the other challenges you see?
So other challenges going into next year, we just had a cattle market outlook. It's going to be the declining inventory, the export markets. It's a lot of things. It's agriculture is changing, and we have to keep up with those changing times. It's not just the old ways of our grandparents, even though they got us here. We still have to keep up with technology and being economists and all sorts of things to have a successful operation.
We talk challenges, and we can spend a lot of time talking about things that are really paining us, but mm-hmm. What about those things that provide opportunities? In other words, these are the things that help you get up and get going every day.
Well, there's always opportunity in everything. Even though the challenges that we have right now with the drought conditions or input prices, there's still opportunities. There's great marketing opportunities. There's learning opportunities to make your operation better. You just have to look for those opportunities. They're not as easy as they used to be. You just have to look a little harder, and they're still there.
You have the opportunity now to talk to producers, and this could be your producers or maybe producers from other portions of the country. As we go into 2023, do you have some advice for especially the cow-calf producer?
So my first advice is always talk to your banker. I know it's a scary thing to go in and visit with your banker, but they really are your ally. They want you to succeed as well. Tell them everything. And I know that's a scary thing for people because finances are so important to people, but tell them everything so that they can be the best advisor that they can be for your operation. So be honest and truthful with them, and they will help you the best that they can. So that's my biggest piece of advice, is to have a really good relationship with your ag banker. And if you don't, find an ag banker that you can have that relationship with. It's okay to change. It's your business, and you need to treat it as such.
So that really brings us full circle back to Omaha and the ABA Ag Bankers Conference. For lenders who aren't here, have never been, why should they get involved?
Oh, there's so many good reasons to get involved. The educational opportunities that are here at this conference, the content is so fantastic. It covers a wide variety of topics. But the other thing is you build a network of ag bankers from across the countryside. In my role serving on the Ag and Rural Bankers Committee, I have banking friends in Kansas, in South Dakota, in Alabama, Mississippi, all over. So you get to have that network of peers that may not be in your competitive market. So you can run things by them, or if you are taking on a new credit that you've never worked with before, you can get a hold of somebody who has those in the portfolio, and they will help you. That's the great thing about this network, is they encourage and share information and wisdom so freely that it's a great place to be a part of.
Heather, great to see you. Wish you the best.
Well, thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me today.
Heather Malcolm is Vice President, Bank of the Rockies from Montana. We're at the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Conference in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.